The new Portals of Prayer devotional Bible is the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for October. This devotional resource contains the entire English Standard Version of the Bible with 700 devotions from Portals of Prayer. Browse before you buy at issuesetc.org or learn more about Portals of Prayer devotional Bible by calling Concordia Publishing House weekdays during regular business hours, 1-800-325-3040. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for October, Portals of Prayer Devotional Bible.
So this is the site of our brand new building here in Illinois. We know that our colleagues at other Planned Parenthoods and independent abortion clinics across the country have had difficulty opening new clinics. Things as simple as getting the phone company to come in and put phone and data lines, things like the cabinet makers not showing up to deliver once they knew that that facility was going to be an abortion facility. The truth is that our patients want easier access, and for some, the 13-mile drive from our St. Louis clinic to this Illinois clinic is an opportunity for them to get that care with less judgment, with less restriction, and with far fewer hoops to jump through.
That's Colleen McNicholas, the Chief Medical Officer of Planned Parenthood of the St. Louis region in Southwest Missouri, speaking to CBS News about the construction and opening of a mega clinic in the St. Louis Metro East. It was built, some people are saying, in secret. Other outlets are saying quietly. Well, no one knew what it was until Planned Parenthood moved in and put up their signs. Now everyone knows what it is, and it's big news, and it's true. Some of the people who assisted in the construction were not aware that they were building an abortion clinic. We're going to be talking about this with Carol Tobias. She's president of National Right to Life. She joins us from Washington. Carol, welcome to Issues Etc.
Thanks, Todd.
Is this a strategy out of Planned Parenthood's playbook to build facilities secretly?
They have tried to do some of it in the past where they try to cover it up a little bit. Sometimes they're a little more successful than others. Usually people figure out what's going on, but this one does seem to have kind of caught everybody off guard.
It is 18,000 square feet plus. What in the world is a mega clinic other than a very large Planned Parenthood facility?
Well, they say that they are going to do, you know, provide family planning services. They will do cancer screenings, although we know they don't have mammograms, so basically they're doing physical breast exams. They say they're going to do testing for sexually transmitted diseases. But the primary purpose for this new facility is to offer both surgical and chemical abortions. Abortion is, of course, their top priority, and that's why they moved into this new building.
Can we expect Planned Parenthood to build future clinics across state lines from pro-life states?
Oh, absolutely. This was a strategic location for them. They already have a facility in the town of Fairview Heights, so everyone already knows Planned Parenthood is there. They moved into a building that had previously been zoned, had been a medical facility building in the past, so there were no zoning problems. So they were able to just really kind of move right in without, you know, raising any eyebrows about a new building and just transferring from one office location to the other. But when they start seeing states, and there are many states in this country that only have one abortion facility, they are going to start looking for friendly locations. And unfortunately, Illinois is one of the friendliest places in the country for abortion.
Compare and contrast Missouri's abortion laws with those of Illinois.
Well, Missouri requires women to go visit the doctor and get some information that he or she, the abortionist, has to give her options, alternatives, before she makes that decision. And then she has to wait 72 hours so that she has time to consider what she has heard before she goes back for the abortion. Missouri requires that parents be notified or be involved if they have a minor daughter who is considering abortion. They, of course, passed some very tough language this year, but it's been held up in the courts that would have greatly restricted abortion. So the Missouri legislature, the Missouri people, all strongly pro-life, and abortion is very difficult. The one abortion facility in St. Louis is currently operating basically because of a judicial decision. The state has not licensed the clinic, but they're currently going through the administrative process. process to try to stay open. In Illinois, because of their legislative action earlier this year, there are no limits on abortion throughout all 9 months of pregnancy. If the baby survives the abortionist and those around him are under no obligation to do anything to help that baby. The state had a law that said parents had to give their consent before their minor daughter can get an abortion. That's gone. Conscience protections for medical personnel who do not want to assist in an abortion or perform an abortion are gone. The state does not require licensing of abortion facilities. So the difference between Illinois and Missouri is just night and day. So it's obviously no coincidence that Planned Parenthood just decided to build their facility across the river from St. Louis.
Is there anything that can be done proactively to prevent the building of Planned Parenthood facilities like this?
Not like this. I think, you know, what they were afraid of and what they've mentioned has happened in other sites is that the people under contract or, you know, working on the construction, providing supplies, services, whatever, once they find out that babies are going to be killed in that site, want nothing to do with it, and they back away. This one, they were able to keep it under wraps so that one contractor said that everything that they had just said medical office building. They didn't imagine that Planned Parenthood was there. But if the zoning laws are met and everything else, permits are granted if necessary, it's very difficult to get them moved or stopped.
Can local zoning boards do anything to say, we don't mind doctor's offices, but we don't want an abortion facility?
They certainly can, and then it's going to end up probably in court, and they'll, you know, the local zoning officials would have to give a reason as to why they are not going to award Planned Parenthood a facility the same as they would, you know, someone that's going to be doing true healthcare provisions like appendectomies and gallbladders and tonsillectomies and whatever else it might be. It's tough. I mean, right now it's legal, especially in Illinois. If they would have run into any obstacles, the state would have come down very hard on the city or the county that was trying to stop them, because the state has said open arms, all abortion providers are welcome and we're not going to check up on you to see what you're doing.
Is there anything that can be done with this mega clinic in Fairview Heights, Illinois, now that it's about to open?
No. Unfortunately, I would recommend people pray that women decide not to follow through on an abortion decision if that's what they wanted to do. And quite frankly, in order to do much in Illinois, it is going to take a complete overhaul of the political system. The legislature, the governor, everybody now is so sold on abortion rights, so-called rights, abortion with no limits whatsoever. It's going to take a major overhaul in the political scene in the state before anything really changes.
One of the things this highlights, Carol, is that Planned Parenthood is in business. They make money doing this. And this was, I mean, lay aside the issue of abortion. This was smart location strategy. This was smart marketing, a big rollout after kind of a quiet thing. And then they got all the news and publicity that they needed. They are in this also for the money, aren't they?
Oh, they really are. Their last annual report showed that Planned Parenthood brought in almost $2 billion in the last fiscal year, about one and two-thirds billion dollars. They had $245 million that was excess revenue over expenses. So they certainly would have the money to hire lawyers or whatever they need to make sure that they're getting all their T's crossed and all their I's dotted before they go into some kind of plan like this mega clinic. But they are definitely in it for the money. They are in it for the abortions. That is their sole focus.
Construction workers on the mega clinic were told that they were building a medical planning facility. Is this true?
Yes. Yes. Various news articles that I was reading say that they would look at plans, blueprints, whatever, and it would just say medical office building, MOB. They were never told that it was going to be a site that will kill unborn children.
For you, does that raise an issue of conscience, one that I hadn't considered before? That is, contractors or construction workers who were essentially lied to about the purpose of their project?
They definitely were lied to. But Planned Parenthood doesn't care about anyone's conscience. That's why they are happy to be in a state that doesn't require medical personnel to be involved in an abortion procedure. They can't claim a conscience protection if they are told by an employer that they need to do it. This is an organization that kills little human beings. They really are not going to care, and they think that's their right to do that. So they're not really going to care if someone is providing, whether it's electrical services or cupboards or cement, whatever it is. If you don't like what they're doing, they don't care. That's not a problem for them.
That term, medical planning facility, should Planned Parenthood, any Planned Parenthood facility, be rightly called a medical planning facility?
No. This is a building where half of the people who walk in, who enter that facility, are not going to come out alive. There is nothing medical about it. This is just a sad day, unfortunately, for Southern Illinois and East St. Louis.
Carol Tobias is president of National Right to Life based in Washington. You'll find a link to National Right to Life under the Talk on Demand archives page at issuesetc.org. Carol, thank you very much for your time and keep up the good work.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Pastor Paul McCain joins us for our Lutheran Confessions series. We're in the Augsburg Confession, and we're going to be talking about baptism, the Lord's Supper, and confession. The Augsburg Confession itself is very brief on those three very important doctrines. We'll find out why after this. If you appreciate Issues Etc., Talk Radio for the Thinking Christian, and Lutheran Public Radio, Sacred Music for the World, please include a bequest in your will or trust for these worldwide media resources. Bequests aren't subject to federal tax or capital gains taxes. Ensure your children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren the opportunity to listen by including a bequest in your will or trust for Issues Etc. and Lutheran Public Radio.
Risen Savior Lutheran Church, Basser, Kansas. Located just right outside the northwest corner of the metro Kansas City area, we have a growing congregation of people who come from over 13 different communities to see what God is doing here, who desire to only believe, teach, confess, and practice as the church always has. Risen Savior, Basser, Kansas. Check out our website, risensaviorlcms.org.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Recently graduated from high school or college and looking for a chance to serve a community in need while sharing the good news of Jesus Christ? Lutheran Young Adult Corps may be for you. Lutheran Young Adult Corps provides opportunities for long-term, full-time service for 10 weeks through the summer or 10 months over the school year in places like St. Louis, Philadelphia, and Boston. Find out more about Lutheran Young Adult Corps by finding us online at lcms.org/YACORPS or on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Lutheran YA Corps.
Register your high schooler today for Careers for Christ Weekend at Concordia University Chicago. From October 4th through 6th, spend the weekend with Lutheran youth, connect with CUC faculty, staff, and students, explore our Lutheran teacher education, DCE, deaconess, director of parish music, and pre-seminary programs. Sign up now at cuchicago.edu/c4c. That's cuchicago.edu/c4c.